We think of COVID-19 as a human pandemic, but it is much more than that. The virus that causes the disease, called SARS-CoV-2, can spread to a growing number of wild and domesticated animals. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the virus has been found in more than 100 domestic cats and dogs, as well as captive tigers, lions, gorillas, snow leopards, otters, and spotted hyenas. Zoo workers in the U.S. have found a single positive case in a binturong, coatee, cougar, domestic ferret, fishing cat, lynx, mandrill, and squirrel monkey. The USDA says that only 3 wild species in the United States, the mink, the mule deer, and the white-tailed deer, have tested positive. In other parts of the world, wild black-tailed marmosets, big hairy armadillos, and a leopard have all been found to have it. But tests on wild animals aren't done very often, and new research is starting to show that COVID-19 has probably affected a lot more species than we thought. Joseph Hoyt, a disease ecologist at Virginia Tech, says, "I think the disease has spread to many more wild animals than was thought before. How does SARS-CoV-2 get into so many different kinds of animals, and what are the effects? The link between receptors. A complicated receptor called ACE2, which is found in all mammals, is a big part of the problem. This receptor is important for controlling blood pressure and other functions of the body. Once the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein gets into the body, it starts infecting host cells by binding to the ACE2 receptor, which is found in humans and many other mammals' upper airways and sinuses." Craig Willen, a virologist at Yale University, says that the physical structure of the ACE2 receptor doesn't change as much between vertebrate species as it does with other similar proteins. Even so, there are enough small differences that scientists at first thought it was very unlikely that some mammals would get infected. But this idea has changed because animals that were once thought to be less likely to get sick turned out to be anything but. It now looks like many, if not most, ACE2 receptors in mammals are vulnerable and don't act as a barrier for the virus. Rick Bushman, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine who studies how microbes interact with their hosts, says, "It seems good enough, even if it's not a perfect match."